SODC update, and this comes from Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Breaking the cycle of homelessness. Homelessness extends far beyond rough sleeping and can impact anyone, often without warning. It is frequently hidden, such as sofa surfing, encompassing individuals living in insecure, inadequate, or unsanitary housing, as well as those affected by domestic abuse. Proactive work to break the cycle of homelessness for vulnerable people and ensure support is accessible, effective, and timely is the focus of a new council strategy which was approved in October. Following a public consultation held in May and June, a new joint homelessness and rough sleeping strategy has been put in place by South Oxfordshire and Vale of the White Horse District Councils, covering the period 2025 to 2028. The District Council has a legal responsibility for housing and preventing homelessness, and the current strategy, 2020 to 25, has been very successful in ensuring that SODC consistently achieves homelessness prevention rates, which are over 20 percentage points better than the national or South East average. Homeless prevention rates are currently at 79% in South Oxfordshire, compared to 52% in the South East. This success is achieved by working closely with every individual at risk of homelessness to help them find sustainable accommodation. Here are just two examples. Becky from Didcot was helped to find a home and said, "I just wanted to say again how thankful and grateful we are as a family to have had you as our housing officer at such a low point in my life. You were empathic, patient, warm, and you made that really dark place a bit easier to cope with." M. Hussein and family said, "I want to express my sincere gratitude for all the hard work and effort you and your entire team put into helping us find shelter. We truly appreciate your dedication and support during this difficult time." Often, multiple and complex health needs can lead to a risk of homelessness. And these difficulties, combined with limited access to support, can create and perpetuate a cycle of homelessness for those who are most vulnerable that is difficult to escape from. The Council's new strategy lays out the proactive steps we take to break the cycle of homelessness and ensure that the support people need is available and accessed quickly and effectively. Minimising the use of temporary accommodation, which can be disruptive to people's lives, especially for children, is also an important part of our work to tackle homelessness. The Council's housing team works hard to source long-term, affordable homes for people who are at risk of becoming homeless, helping to provide stability and security and reduce the need for temporary accommodation. Since temporary accommodation is still needed sometimes, SODC continues to purchase property to be used for these cases, which will lead to a reduction in the need for B&Bs. Latest figures, quarter one, April to June 2025, show that in the South East, more than 50% of people registered as homeless stayed in nightly paid or B&B accommodation, whereas in South Oxfordshire, the figure was just 16%. The strategy includes identifying issues early on, such as hidden homelessness and sofa surfing, as eviction by family and friends is the top reason for home loss in the South and Vale districts. The continued focus on early homelessness prevention, working closely with every individual at risk of homelessness to help them find sustainable accommodation, has yielded high prevention rates. The Council's outreach service will continue to proactively identify any rough sleepers without delay, ensuring that they receive specialist advice and support. See the Council's website for the new strategy and help with homelessness at southoxen.gov.uk/housing.